Today's Shir Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. We begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, continuing the Gemara, analyzing what we learned in the Mishnah. And the Gemara picks up on the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah. V'leib Maase Bereishis B'Shnayim, that when we speak, when the Rebbe is teaching his Talmidim, he should not teach them about Maase Bereishis with 2 students. Ask the Gemara not immediately, where do we know this halacha from? Answers the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Kishalno, the Tana Rabbanan, Kishalno, Yom Rishonim, if you will ask about the original days, Ashahoyu Lufanecha, that existed, Lamanayoyim Ashabara Lakim, from the day that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, Al-Mukse Shemai Vakse Shemayim, teaches us, Kishalno, the Pasuk focuses that it's one individual who's asking to teach us, Yochid Shoyel, an individual could ask about Maase Bereishis, could learn with his Rebbe about the Maase Bereishis, Ve'ein Shnayim Shoyelim, but it's a Lashon Yochid. One individual may study the subject from his Rebbe, but not 2. Continues the Gemara, Yochel Yishal Adam, Kaidim Shnever Oilim, that a person should be allowed to ask about what happened before the world was created. Tamalaymer, the pasuk clearly indicates, Lemin hayoyim asher bar lakim adam al aretz. We only may speak about what happened from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yochel yishal adam mishesh shmei breishis. The person should not be allowed to ask what happened during the shesh shmei breishis. Tamalaymer, the pasuk does say, "Sha'alna liyamim rishonim." We're allowed to ask what happened in the first days of creation, Ashayayu lufanecha, that what happened before Bria's Olam is a subject that we may not speak about what happened from Bria's Olam is a subject that we are allowed to speak about. Yochol yishadam mala mala, a person should be allowed to ask what exists on top of the Chayis HaKadosh. We spoke and we will be speaking about these malachim that are discussed in the Maisim Merkava, and a person should allow to try to delve in to what exists above the Chayis HaKadosh, ma lamata, what exists below the earth, ma lefnim, what is on the east side, past the east side of the world, ma la'ochor, what is past the west side of the world. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, l'mekzei shemayim v'akzei shemayim, to teach us, l'mekzei shemayim v'akzei shemayim, what's within the boundaries of the world, at the shoyel, we may discuss, then at the shoyel, but we may not discuss, ma'ala 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 mata, what's above and below, what we just defined, malafinim and malachor, what existed before the creation of the world, and what existed lachor after the creation of the world. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, hashta nafkale, now that the Pasuk said, m'lektzei shemayim, m'lektzei shemayim, that we learn from this, that we may not delve into what exists past the boundaries of the world. So ask the Gemara, why is there a need for another pasuk to teach us lemayim ashabar lakim ad or slumali? Why is there another pasuk to discuss what existed before the world existed? Once we know that we're limited to what's existed within the boundaries of the world, then obviously we're not allowed to discuss what existed before the world existed. Answers the Gemara, the need for the 2 psukim is for what Rabbi Lazar taught us. Darmam Rabbi Lazar, Adam Rishon, the height of Adam Rishon was min ha'aretz ad l'rakia, from the earth to the sky. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, l'min ha'yoyim ha'shabar l'kim Adam al ha'aretz, and since the pasuk speaks about al ha'aretz to the person, to the person's existence, so we see that was the height of the individual. V'kivin shesorach, but once that the person, the Adam Rishon, did the avera of eating from the Eitz Hadas, haniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadav olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand, kaviyachol, on top of the person, umiatoi, and shrunk him. Shenema, och v'kedem tzartani, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon twice. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam Rishon purse twice? The first time he was created, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu minimized his height after he did the Aveira. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, Adam Rishon, if we look at the height of Adam Rishon, his height was the width of the entire world. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Lemene Yoyim Shabar Lekim Adam Al Aretz, Lemetzeh Shemayim, Aktzeh Hashemayim. The Kivan Shetzarach, and again, says the Gemara, however, after he did the Aveira, Henech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodai Olof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol put his hand on him, Umiatoi, and diminished him, Shenem HaVetash Yisalei Kapecha. But ask the Gemara, but now we have a dilemma. Ihachi Kashikra Adadi. We have a dilemma. On one hand, the Pasuk says that he reached from the earth to the Rekia. On the other hand, he went from one side, his height was the width of the world from one side to the other. So what was his width? Answers the Gemara, Idvi Idichatu. It's actually both of them represent, Chod Shiure, they're exactly the same Shir. There's a Makloikis, exactly what does this mean? There's one, Medrash says that after Adam Rishon was diminished, he was diminished to 100 Amma. The Yalkut Shemaini says that after Adam Rishon was diminished, he was down to 1,000 Amma. The Marsha explains that what does it mean that Adam Rishon was diminished? He says originally Adam Rishon was created with both hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Pasuk says, Migdash Hashem, Konanu Yudecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used both hands to create the world. But when he did the Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished him to one, to just one. So he says that what it means is, says the Mashah, that originally he was created as a combination of Midas Hadin and Midas Harachmim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he did the Aveira, realized that he doesn't deserve to be as tall as he was, and he diminished him to with a combination that's the two hands of Midas Hadin and Midas Harachmim. The Magen Avos explains that when the Gemara says that Adam Rishon reached from the earth to the sky or to the width of the world, it means that Adam Rishon in his was encompassed the whole world with his Midas Haruchnius. As many Mepharshim explain, Adam Rishon was a god, was a Olam Katan, was a miniature world. But after he did the Aveira, he no longer deserved to be that way. Then Elio explains the Gemara that we know that when a person says Shema Yisrael and he comes to the word Echad, he has to have in mind that he wants to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the heavens and earth and all four directions. When Adam Rishon, and that was who Adam Rishon was, Adam Rishon originally was on the Madrega that his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so all-encompassing that it was to a great degree that he was able to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the huge influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the entire world. But after Adam Rishon, says the Ein Yag Ein Elyo, did the Aveira that he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that he no longer deserves that power. He lost that ability to recognize to that degree the greatness of Hashem, and it was diminished. There were 10 things that were created on the first day of Bria's Olam. Ve'elen Shemayim Va'aretz, Toyu V'voyu, Or V'choshech, Ruach Omayim, Midas Yoim U'Midas Laila. Shemayim Va'aretz, and the Gemara goes into each one of these things. The Ksiv, Bereshis Bara Lakim, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created as a Shemayim V'aretz. Toyu V'voyu is a level of nothingness that we can't even fathom. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereshis, Pasuk Beis, V'aretz Hoysa Oyev Asoyu V'soyu, Sayhu vavayhu. Ar v'chayshech, the chayshech, the ksiv, the chayshech apnei esayim, v'ar the ksiv, v'yayim elikim, yihi ar. So there's a very interesting discussion amongst many mefarshim, how to understand what is chayshech. Does chayshech mean that there's something that was created called chayshech, or is chayshech the absence of light? And from our Gemara, the Mefarshim want to prove that chayshech is not just the absence of light, but rather chayshech represents an independent creation. Because our Gemara just said that or of a chayshech, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created chayshech. So we see that chayshech is an independent existence. Furthermore, we know that the Pasuk says regarding Makas chayshech in Mitzrayim, that the Yomash Choshech, that they were able to tap onto the Choshech. Again, that Choshech represents an independent creation. Others disagree, and they say that Choshech is only the absence of light. And then there's those that suggest that just like we know, and we're going to learn, that there was an Or, there was a light that was created at the beginning of creation, but that light did not remain. So too, the Choshech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally created was an independent creation. But after just like the original Or, as we're going to learn, was taken away, the original Choshech was also taken away, and that the Choshech that we have now only represents the absence of light. Ruach HaMayim. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ruach al-kim, merchefes al-pnei mayim. So we see that's what was created. Midas yom and midas layla. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'hi erev yivayke yom echad. So the Mefarshim explain, what does midas yom and midas layla mean? It means that every day is 24 hours. That means, as the Mefarshim explain, we're going to learn that the ma'oris, the sun, the moon, did not come till later in the days of the creation. So it's difficult to accept that there was already light and sun at the beginning of the world. So therefore they explain, the Sefer Zeichel Chagiga explains, that at the beginning what was created was that the day is 24 hours long. And what was created was that there's 365 days in a solar year, 354 days in a lunar year. But that it should be broken into the way it's broken in with night and day, light and dark, that was only created later in the week. Tanu, says the Braisa Tayu. What is the definition of Tayu? Kav Yorik, it's a green line, Shemakvis Kolayim Kula, that encircles the entire world. Shememene Yotzu Choshech, that is from where Choshech emanated. Shenema Yoshes Choshech Sisroi Suvivoi, that the world is surrounded by this Choshech. Bayu Ela Evanim HaMufalamos, these are stones that give out water, the very big stones that the Ben Yoyada says that have much liquid, most moisture in them. Avonim Mufalamos, Shemishkois Betoim, that are in the depths of the world. Shemhen Yoytzimayim, that was where water came out to the world. Shenema v'notolav kav toyu v'avnei voyu. Ask the Gemara, as we just discussed, or b'yom rishon ivri, was there already light on the first day of Ksiv? Doesn't it say later, v'yitein oysem al-kim rikeh shemayim la'or ha'aretz, v'ksiv v'yer v'yvoyke yom revir? Only on the fourth day was the light put up, says the Gemara, that saw the moon. Answers the Gemara, Kudra Belozo. Dam Rabbi Loza, there was or created on the first day of creation. But says the Gemara, or Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'yom Rishon, the light that was created on the first day of creation, Adam Tzayfa Bam Tzayfa Elam Tzayfa, with such a strong light that a person can look with it throughout the entire world. However, Shivan Sin Shtakal Kodesh Baruch Hu B'dar HaMabal B'dar HaFloga, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Dar HaMabal and the Dar HaFloga, V'rosh Masema Kulkolim, and they saw that they acted improperly, Omed V'gonzoi, he hid it. Shnema V'yimnam Rishoyim Oirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld from the Rishoyim this incredible light. L'mi Gonzoi, for where for whom are they hidden? Says the Gemara, L'tzadikim l'asur lavoi. They're put away for tzadikim to have when Mashiach comes b'mher b'yameinu. Shenemar, v'yar l'kimas arki toiv, v'ein toiv el tzadik, shenemar, imru tzadik ki toiv. V'kimin shirah or shagonzoi, when the tzadikim, when they saw that this or was put away for the tzadikim, it should not be misused, somach. Shenemar, or tzadikim yismach. The light that's put away for the tzadikim, yismach, that's what we're going to be happy about. Says the Gemara that this discussion that we're talking about, the or, is actually machalikus tanoim. The or shabar koreshbachim yom rishin, adam tzayfah by ma'abit b'sayf ayin v'at tzayfah, divir Rav Yaakov, that this was a special light. V'cham ma'imrim, hein hein ma'oiris. Well, it says v'yihi ma'oiris b'rkiya shemayim on the fourth day, was the Ma'iris Shenivra B'yom Rishon that were actually created on the first day of the creation. However, V'lay Nitlu, but were not put in their proper place in the sky Ad Yom Revi until the fourth day of creation. So our Gemara speaks about the special or that was put away for Tzadikim. And the question is, so where is that or? So the Baal Shem Tov says, V'heichin Gonzoi, that where was it put away? It was put away in the Torah. That even though that or no longer is physically visible to us, says the Baal Shem, when you look into the Torah has that or. Because he explains, the Melabavitch Rebbe so explains, that we know that there's a concept of hoya hoya v'yiyah, what was, what is, and what will be. That is possible by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is also possible by the Torah, because Yisrael v'arayis v'kutsh bruchu chadhu. It's all one. And somebody who's able to see Hashem is also able to see this light. But where do we see Hashem? We see Hashem in Torah. And that's why the Baal Shem goes on to explain that a person, if a person has a question, who does he go to ask a question from? He goes to ask a question from a Talmud Chacham. Why does he go ask the question from a Talmud Chacham? Because the Talmud Chacham has this light that we're speaking about to in this world, this light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this incredible light. What does it mean that it has the incredible light? The definition of the incredible light is that it's a light that one has absolute clarity. And that clarity one is able to achieve through learning Torah. And that's why when there's a question to ask, it should be asked to a Talmud Chacham who has this connection to that light and is able to see. The Sefer Sifsei Chachamim explains this Gemara differently. He says that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world originally was that seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu was absolute clear. We were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute clarity. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the way the world has to be run, it has to be run with Bechira. So if there was such an absolute light, there would be no room for choice. It would be obvious what we have to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished the light to give us room for Bechira. So the question is, ask the Ben Yoyada, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away the light, why did he have to create it if he was going to put it away? So Ben Ayyada says, because the halacha is that Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. Everything that exists had to be there from the creation of the world. And that's why that light, even though it's not going to really be available to us until Mashiach comes, B'mher B'yameinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make it, create it ready during the Yimei Bereishis. The Yaakov explains, as we just said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world wants us to have Bechira. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept that light for the world where there will no longer be a need for Bechira. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're ready for that world, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that light. Says the Gemara, Amarav Sutra Ba'atuvya Amarav, Basara Devar Varam Nivra Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used 10 things to create the world. B'chokhma, b'suna, u'b'das. So Rashi says, chokhma means somebody who amassed much knowledge. Tvuna means that somebody is able to compare subjects. And das means that somebody can answer difficult questions. B'koyach, with strength, b'gaara, as we're going to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to use the strength to yell, b'gvura, strength, b'tzedek, with righteousness, b'mishpat, with justice, b'chesed, b'rachmim, with mercy. B'chachma u'b'suna, how do we know the chachma and suna were employed to create the world? D'ksiv Hashem, b'chachma yosod aretz, koinein shamayim b'suna. B'das d'ksiv, b'datoi tahoymois nifku. B'chachma u'gvura, d'ksiv mechen har m'koychoi, neza b'gvura. B'gara d'ksiv amudei shamayim roifu, v'yismau. As we're going to see, the world needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a ga'ara to stop the world from expanding. But tzedek u'mishpat d'ksiv, tzedek u'mishpat mechon kasecha. B'ches v'racham d'ksiv, zuchar rachamecha Hashem, v'chesedecha, that chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu had me'olam heima. It says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, b'shar shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'olam, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, hoya marchiv ha'olich, the world was constantly expanding, k'shtei shal p'kiyah shal sesi, like the two horizontal threads that are used in the weaving machine. Acha gar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it. V'mido shnema, amud ha'shamayim rafu, v'yismu megarasu, they stopped from his telling them to stop. V'anadam Rav Shlok Shmai Desiv, the pasuk says, Ani kel shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani shamarti loylami, I'm the one that says, die. The world was constantly expanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, up to here. Omer HaShlok V'shosh Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sayom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the water, HaYamarch V'hoylech, it also was constantly expanding, Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the V'yapshu, and they dried up. Shenemar, Goyer B'yam V'yabashayu, V'kal HaNaharos Nach Rachrev. So the Svarim explained that there's a Machloikis Tamnoim, how the world was created. Was it created from the sides, or was it created from the middle? So the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh explains that this entire Gemara that we're learning obviously is following the opinion that the world was created from the middle and was constantly expanding until HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped. So the Kli Yoker explains, what is this Gemara teaching us? It says the Gemara is teaching us, as we said earlier in our shir, that a person is an olam katan. Every human being is a miniature universe. And a person's nature is that he constantly wants to expand. He wants to take everything, anything he sees, he wants to have. Everything he desires, he wants to have. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to stop it, to stop his insatiable appetite. What is the way, explains the Kli Yoker, that a person knows to stop? To know that he can't continue just asking and wanting and taking more and more. He says the way that that is accomplished is through learning Torah. And as the Shurei Das explains, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, the world he created was infinite. But if the world would have remained in such a state, it would be impossible to properly be able to serve Hashem. If one has nothing to harness his desires, nobody has something that gives the ability to limit, so then it would be very difficult to be able to serve Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that, what he did was created together with the person, what he created with the person was the ability to recognize that just like I created the world, but the world has a limit. I said, Anihu Shalamati L'Olam Dai. So too, I created that the human being should recognize that he has to have limits, that it can't be without limits. And as I saw, the Sefer Menachem Tzion says, if the world would have been constantly expanded, if the world would be like that, then the Rishoyim, if they did an Aveira, they also would have been in a status that when they did an Aveira, their punishment would be infinite. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that anybody who does an Aveira should be put into such a situation that his punishment has no end. And that's why, just like he put a stop to the creation of the world, the punishment that Rishayim get is also not infinite. Tana Rabbanan, Beshamayim Shemayim Nivra Techila, the first the heavens were created, Vachach Nivra Aretz, and then afterwards the earth was created, Shenemar, Bereshis Bara Lekim, Asa Shemayim Ves Aretz. The Pasuk speaks about Shemayim and then Aretz. Beisel Aymrim, that Aretz Nivra Techila, the first the earth was created, Vachach Shemayim, and only afterwards the Shemayim was created, Shenemar, Beyoyim Asayis Hashem Elokim, Eretz V'Shemayim, first the Aretz and then Shemayim. Ask the Gemara, Amal Beshel Beshamai LeDevrechem, that you say that the Shemayim was built first, was created first. I don't understand. They ask, Adam Bina Aliyah, does somebody who's building a two-story home, does he first build the upper story, Vacha Bina Bayis, and then he builds the lower story? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Abayin of Shemayim Maloisov, Vagudasoi Alaretz Yazdai. How is it possible to explain that the upper story, the Shemayim, was created before the lower story? Lower story. Amalam Beshamel Beisil, Ledevrechem Adam Isis Rafraf. If a person makes a stool for his chair, does he first make the stool, Vakakoy Sakisa, and then make the chair? Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Koyam Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the Shemayim is my chair, Varetzodam Ragli. The Chomim don't agree neither with Beishamai nor with Beisilil. Rather, their opinion is Zevza Achas Knivru. They were both created simultaneously. Shenemar, Af Yozdi Yozdi Oretz, Vimina Tavcha Shemayim, Koran Yaleim Yandu Yachtov. They were created together. Ask the Gemara, Beishamai Beisilil, who just debated what came first, how will they explain the word Yachtov? Says the Gemara, they explain Yachtov, that the Shemayim and the Aretz are forever linked together. But ask the Gemara that Beishamai and Beisilil both brought valid psukim to back up their opinions. And therefore, the Kasha Kroya Adadi, the psukim are contradictory. Answers the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Kshinivar Bar Shemayim V'Akach Bar Aretz. First the Shemayim was created, then the Aretz. Kshinata, but when the Kadosh Baruch Hu firmly put them in their place, not the Aretz V'Akach, not the Shemayim. Says the Gemara, My Shemayim, why is the heaven called Shemayim? Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Shesham Mayim, there's water up there. Masnisatana Eish Shemayim, that Shemayim is a combination of fire and water. Melamed Shaviyah Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took the water and fire, v'tarfim, and mixed them together, v'tarfim zebezeh, v'nasim amrikia, and that is from what the sky was made. So there are many different pshatim, how to understand what the Gemara means with this debate between Beishamai and Beisil, what was created first. One pshat that I saw is the machlokes Beishamai Beisil is their fundamental machlokes that we see often. Beishamai is much more focused on the Bein Odom L'Mokim, on the learning of Torah. And that's why they say the Shemayim was created first. Whereas Beis Hillel is more focused on the Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. And therefore, they were focused much more on the Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. And therefore, their machloikus here is, what is the way that the world, what's where a person should put his attention first? Should a person put his attention first on on Beit Adam L'Mokoyim or on then Beit Adam L'Chaveray? A similar way of explaining is something that I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. He says that Beis Shammai is much more focused on the Kedusha, on the goal. That's why we know the famous Gemara in Masechta Beyo, Daf Tez Zayin Oman Al Beis Shammai says, Michad L'Shabbos L'Shabbos. At the beginning of the week, on Sunday, we should already be preparing for Shabbos. Why? Because it is the opinion of Beis Shammai that says that our focus should be on the Shemayim. And everything we should do is towards the Shemayim. Beis Hillel says, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. Beis Hillel's opinion is that we look at each day. We're not just focused on the Shemayim. We're also focused on the Aretz. Beis Shammai's opinion in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph on the base, regarding lighting the menorah on Chanukah, is that first we light 8 candles, we try to reach the Shemayim, and then we are Peiches V'Holich. Every day we learn, we light one less candle. Beis Hillel is focused on the status. And we glide, we're mice of Ha'iluf. We start with one, then we go to two, then we go to three. Similarly, the famous Gemara, where the person came to Beis Shammai and said, Gaireni, teach me, make me a ger, a manas, on the condition that I should learn kol a regal achas. I should know the whole Torah a regal achas. Beis Shammai dafchai. Beis Shammai pushed him away. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that a person has to reach, that he has to learn kol a Torah kula. And learning regal achas, doing it slowly, doing it step by step, is not the opinion that Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel said, yes, I'm willing to be magar you. I'm willing to convert you. And what you need to learn first is madalach sani lechavrich le'savid. First learn, as we said a moment ago, be careful with the mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi. And if you will be careful in the mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi, ultimately you will be able to reach the madrega where you will be also careful in mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi. Step by step. The Gemara says that that Eish Shemayim is a combination of the way the Shemayim was created. So the Mashal explains, what does that mean? Going back to something that we mentioned earlier in our shir, he says Eish Shemayim represents Midas HaRachman and Midas HaDin. And says the Mashal, as we know, Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world cannot exist, not with Midas Din alone, and not with Midas Rachim alone. So he needs both to exist. And that's called Eish Shemayim. The Sefer Yalkut Gershuni explains, what does it mean when the Gemara says that the Shemayim is a combination of Eish Shemayim? So he says, a very interesting pshat. He says, when it comes to learning, there are two parts to learning Torah. One part of learning Torah is bekiyas, is knowing, amassing a lot of knowledge. And the other part is charifis, is lomdus. And what the Gemara is saying is that if somebody wants to reach Shamayim, if somebody wants to succeed in his learning has to be a combination of eish umayim, bekiyas and lomdus. And when a person has both of those characteristics, then he could succeed in his learning. Says the Gemara, Shaul Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Kishahayu Mahalchim Adarach. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva were traveling on the world. And he asked him, Ata Shishimashtis Nochem Ishgamzu, you who learned Torah by Nochem Ishgamzu, Esrim Ishtaim Shana for 22 years, Shahayu Doyush Kolesin. And what he did was that every time the word S appears in a pasuk, he would explain it. So he asked him, when it says in the first pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, Ma Darsh Behem, how did Nochem Ishgamzu explain that pasuk? Amaloi, so he responded, Ilunem HaShemayim V'Aretz, if the pasuk would have just said Shemayim V'Aretz, he said, Hayisi Oimer, it could lead to a terrible error, that somebody could mean that Shemayim and Aretz, Shemayim Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, represent HaKadosh Baruchu. So we had a pasuk adding the word Esa Shemayim Vesaretz. What we learn is Shemayim means Shemayim Mamish, that Shemayim is not somebody who created the world. Shemayim is the heavens, and Aretz is Aretz Mamish, but not Chas V'Shalom to make a mistake that to believe that Aretz represents a god who created the world. Ask the Gemara, Es ha'aretz lomeli. So why does it have to say Es ha'shemayim v'es ha'aretz? To tell us Es ha'shemayim v'es ha'aretz, to teach us that the Shemayim was created first. And says the Sefer Ma'is Merkava, why did Rabbi Kiva have to learn by Nochem Ishgamzu for 22 years? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says Rabbi Kiva really had the neshama of Yaakov Avinu. And in fact, he says the word Akiva is the same letters as the word Yaakov. So explains the Sefer Ma'is Merkava that we know that for 22 years, Yaakov Avinu was separated from Yitzchak and he didn't do the mitzvah Kibbutz Av Aim. That's why he had to learn by That's why Rabbi Akiva had to learn by Nachum Ish Gamzu for 22 years. To make up for those 22 years that Yaakov Avinu missed his learning, and make up for all those years that were missed in the midst of Kibbutz of Ein. Says the Gemara, Aretz, Hoyse, Soiv of Aretz. Ask the Gemara, Michti, the Pursuk started B'Shamayim Askel B'Reisha. The Torah started by, as we've been saying, started by speaking about the Shemayim. As the Pasuk says, B'Reisha Sbora Elokim as Shemayim V'Aretz. Now ask the Gemara, Maishna the Kokoshev Mais Aretz. Why is the Aretz mentioned first in this Pasuk? Why, if we're starting with Shemayim, we should describe Shemayim first? Answers the Gemara Tanya Berib Shmol, Moshe Lebech Basvadam Shamal Avodov. There was a king that told his servants, Hishkimu Lepeschi, please, tomorrow morning, I want to see you all at my front door. Hishkim Matzah Noshim Avodim. And he comes and he finds the women and men all there. Lemish Mishabeach, who deserves credit? Lemish Ein Darkel Hashkim, somebody who normally doesn't get up and still gave the effort to get up. So here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim V'aretz. And certainly the Shemayim, which as we have been discussing in our shir, represent the Ruchnius, it's much easier for Ruchnius to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Gashmius. So when Gashmius also serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, it deserves the credit. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Olam Labrius, how terrible is it for people, Shirayos, that they see the heaven above them, and they don't recognize what they are seeing. They stand on the earth, and they don't recognize on what they are standing. What does the world stand on? Al hamudim. There are beams that keep the world going. As the Pasuk says, hamagis and Eiv, ha'amagis eretz b'mekayme v'amadah yuspalatzen. The Pasuk speaks about the amudim, the beams on which the world stands. V'amudim, and these amudim stand on water. Shenema l'royka eretz al amayim. Amayim, and these waters stand al harim. Shenema al harim yam d'mayim. Harim stand beruach, just with the wind. Shenema kine yoytza harim uvorei ruach. Ruach stands besara with a tremendous wind. Shenema ruach saora oisa dvara. Saora tloya bezraya. And the saora stands with the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zraya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema tach zrayas oilam. So when a person is standing, he doesn't even recognize what is involved in his standing. Says the Gemara Chamayim. The Chamim, however, say, Ashnei Eser Armudim Oimedes. The world stands on 12 beams. Shenemar Yatsiv Gvulos Amim Lemispe Bnei Yisrael. So just like we know there are 12 Shvatim, the world stands on 12 beams. V'yesh Oimrim Shiva Amudim. It's 7 beams. Shenemar Chatzu Amodeh Sheva. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Oimer Almur Achas. The entire world stands on 1 beam. And what does the world stand on? Tzadik Shemai. Shnam v'tzadik yisoid oilam. The tzadik is the basis, the foundation of the entire world. Om Rabbi Yehuda, shnei rikim heim. There are two rikiyas in the sky. Shnema hein l'shamayim alkecha, ha-shamayim, shamayim, shamayim. So the Pasuk speaks about shamayim and shmei shamayim. Rishlokish Omer, Rishlokish however held that the shiva rikiyim, veilhein, and what are their names? Vilan Rakia, Shechokim Zvul, Ma'oin, Machoin, Aravis. And the Gemara explains each one. Vilan, Enim Shamish Klum. The sky, which is called Vilan, doesn't really have an independent identity. Nichnas B'Shachris, in the morning, it comes out. The sun comes out in the morning. V'yoytz B'Aravis, and then it goes back at night. B'chadish B'choyim, Tom, Ma'is B'Reishus. And that's how we see every day that the world is recreated. Shenemar Hanoite Kedoy Shemayim V'Machtem Ba'Ol L'Shavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a fashion. Rikia, the Rikia Shebar Chama Levana. That's where we have the sun and the moon. The Kechavim as well as Kavuim. That's where we have the entire constellation standing. Shenemar V'Yitin Oysem Olakim Rikia Shemayim. Shchakim, what is the Shchakim? Shabar Rechaim Oimdois. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol has grinders. V'toichnos Mon L'Tzadikim. And that's where he prepares the mon for tzaddikim. Shenema v'tzav shchokim imal v'dalse shemayim posach v'yam taleim mon lechol. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the mon prepared. Zvul shbo yushlaim beis hamikdash. We know the yushlaim shemala beis hamikdash shemala. That's where they appear. Umizbeich bani, and that's where the mizbeich is built. Umichol sar gadol oimer makriv alon makal of carbon, and in the beis hamikdash shemala. That's where HaKadosh Baruch, that's where the Malachim bring Kabbanas to HaKadosh Baruch. Shnemar, Bona Benisi Beis Vuloch, Mochayim L'Shiftecha Olamim. Omenol on the Ikra Shemayim. How do we know that Zvul is a Shemayim? Diksiv, Habeit Mishamayim, Urei Mizvul Kotchcha Tvatecha. Moim, Shabakita Shemalachi Asharis, that's where we have groups of Malachim. Shaimer Shir Belaila, that every evening say Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'choshes, but they are quiet during the day. B'nei Kvoidom Shal Yisrael. The Shira that Klal Yisrael says is more important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Shira than the Malachim say. Shnema Yoimim Tzav Hashem Chazdoi Uvelaila Shira Imai. And that's why explains the Shita Mekubetzes, that when we say Birchas Hamazon at a wedding and at Shev Brachas, we say Simcha B'moinoi, that after, just like after Adam and Chava got married, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim brought from the Ma'oin different presents for them, so too, and said Shira for them at their wedding. Every time we make a wedding, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Ma'oin, Shas Simcha B'moina, that there's a Simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ma'oin at the creation of a new family. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, I saw this pshat from the Kolboy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new malachim every day. And we know at a Sheva Brachas, we're supposed to have Panim Chadoshes. So just like there are new malachim every day, so too there are new Panim Chadoshes at the Sheva Brachas. Another pshat that Rabbeinu B'chayis says that in this world, one can never reach the full degree of Simcha. So when we come to a Sheva Brachas, what we say is, Simcha B'moinai, that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu has Simcha, but the Simcha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu rejoices with is a complete Simcha, so too we're wishing and we're blessing this Chasim V'Kala that they should have full Simcha. So I saw that the Meshech Chachma explains that the Rekia is mine, is above the Rekia that's Zvul. In Zvul they bring Kabbanis. So we see from him, what do we see? That in the place of Ma'oin, as the Gemara just mentioned, is a place of Gevaldige Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to help, where Hashem is able to help people. And the Gemara's lesson, says the Meshech Chachma, greater than the kabbanas that are brought are the simcha. If we could bring simcha to someone, that's even greater than any kabbanas that we could bring. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish Kol Isaac B'Tayr B'Layla, whoever learns Torah in the at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshev L'Chut Shal Chesed Shal B'Yayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that person should find favor b'day. Shenema Yoimim Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi, Matam Yoimim Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi. How is a person able to find favor by day, Mishim Belayla Shirimi, if he spent the night learning Torah? Vikad Amri, Amri Shlokish Kolayis with Torah, Ba'olam Azesh Shadoim Lelayla. Anybody who learns Torah in this world, which is light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshev L'Chut Shal Chesed L'Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that in the next world he will find favor, Shadoim L'Yom, which is where there's real night day. Shanama Yom Yitzav Shem Chazdoi. When the person comes to the next world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that he should have chesed ibelai l'shirimi if he learned. So the Meshech Chachma explains that this is not really, the Gemara is not focused on when you learn Torah, at night or day. What it means is that if a person learns Torah in private, at night it's quiet, and a person, when he learns Torah, learns in a way that it's not in an arrogant fashion, trying to boast, look at me, I'm sitting and learning Torah. That is the person, says the Meshech Chochma, who will have schar, will have schar. Darvi Nachal explains the Gemara as follows. He says that a person learns Torah by day, of course. During the day, we're up. And during the day, we're meant to have activities. And of course, one of the activities that we have every day is learning Torah. But if somebody learns Torah by night, says the Arvi Nechel, when he should really be sleeping, and instead of going to sleep, he learns Torah, that is a person that deserves schar. Because he explains, we know the rule is, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. We don't get schar for our mitzvahs in this world. But when do we get schar in this world for mitzvahs? When we do more than what is expected of us. So if somebody learns Torah by day, that is what is expected of us. But if somebody learns Torah by night, that means the person did more than when he was expected, than when is expected him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him that extra schar. There's a discussion, when is the proper time to learn Torah by night? Is it the first night, half of the night, or the second half of the night? And the point, really, the Paiskim say that there's an argument that could be made for each position. However, the Arizal says that the night, the two parts of the night, the first part of the night is called Leil, and the second part of the night is called Laila. So explains the Arizal, what our Gemara says, Kol Oisk B'Torah B'Laila, what the Gemara means to say is, when somebody learns Torah in the second half of the night, which means that somebody gets up early to learn, that individual who gets up learning to learn, that's the person who gets much schar. The Mashah goes on to explain that what the Gemara means to say is, that even though, what's the Chut Shel Chesed? So the Mashah explains that if somebody goes to sleep late or gets up learning, that person didn't get much sleep. And if a person doesn't get much sleep, he's typically not going to be in a great mood. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So he puts on him a chut shel chesed. He makes that everybody should like him, even though he is tired and not necessarily in the best mood. Amar Rav Levi, kol ha'poseg divrei Torah, somebody who stops learning, and instead of learning, he just speaks foolish talking, nothing but Torah. He's going to get coals which are particularly hot. They'll be fed these resamim. So Rashi explains that what the Gemara means is that somebody's learning, and in the middle of his learning, he interrupts his learning to speak. The In Yaakov explains that we know Sichas Chum Shatamid Chachamim, even the idle chatter of Tamid Chachamim are Tzrich Limud. So we would assume that this person who's a Talmud Chacham, even his Sicha should be considered like Divrei Torah. And since his Sicha should be considered like Divrei Torah, then if he stops learning, he should not be punished for stopping to learn. Teaches us the Gemara, one has never a right to stop in the middle of his learning. And in fact, I saw the Eretz Tzvi says that the Gemara, by using the word kol, is coming to teach us that let's say you have an individual who's learning Torah. And of course, he would not stop in the middle of learning Torah to interrupt his learning. But somebody approaches him, so he would think it's the proper Derech Eretz to respond to the person who's speaking to him. Teaches us the Gemara that you never have a right to interrupt the middle of your learning to speak to somebody. Umanolon, Dikri Shemayim, how do we know the Mo'oin is called Shemayim? Shnema Ashkrifim, Mechoin, Kotchcha, Mina Shemayim. Mechoin is the next Rikia, Shaba, Oitzri Shalag, that there are snow, Vroitzri Sparad, and hail, Valias Talalim Royim, and bad dew, Valias Agolim, there's water that comes down, a torrential rain that destroys the crops, the chadara shel sufa, tornadoes, umara kitar, smoke, and those places, the doors are made out of fire. Shanam yiftecha Hashem l'chas oitzra atoiv. It teaches there's an oitzra atoiv. So we see from here there's also an oitzer which is designated for punishment. Ask the Gemara, Hani Berkiya Isnu, are these oitzeris in the Shemayim? Hani Ba'ar Isnu, aren't they in this world? Ksiv Halas Hashem and Aretz, Tanina V'chol Ta'aymais, Eish Uvarad, Shalak V'kita, Ruach Sa'ara Oysa Dvara. Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Merav, David Bikish Aleim Rachmim, David Melech Davin, V'ridem L'Aretz. And he brought them down to this world. You are not a God that likes bad. You are a tzaddik. Ra doesn't appear with you. Bring it down to this world. How do we know that Shemayim is called Mechayim? Aravos, Shabbat Tzaddik or Mishpat Tzedaka. That's where we find Tzedek, Mishpat, and Tzedakah, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, V'Nishmosom Shal Tzadikim, V'Ruach Nisham Shas Libaris, all the Nishamas that will come later in the world, Shadhal Shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achis B'Meisim, and the Tal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use for Tchias HaMeisim. Tzedek and Mishpat, how do we know that Tzedek and Mishpat appear over there? As the Pasuk says, Tzedek the Ksiv, Tzedek and Mishpat Chayim Kasecha, Tzedakah the Tziv, V'Yibas Tzedakah Kishirin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's garment, his armor, it's daka. Ginze chaim deksiv imka mekar chaim. Ginze shalom deksiv yikla Hashem shalom. Ginze bracha deksiv yisa bracha meis Hashem. Nishmashem tzadikim deksiv oisa nafshi adon etzur b'tzura chaim as Hashem alakecha. Ruach unisham mishas libaris. The ruach nishamas that will be created deksiv kiruach mafana yatoiv unishamas ani asisi. V'tash shas hakadosh baruch hu l'achis by meisim deksiv geshem nedavas tanof elokim nachloscha v'nila atochananta. Sham in that Shemayim, which is called Aravos, Ayafanim v'srofim v'chayis ha-kodesh, Umlach ha-asharas v'kisa ha-kovid, Melech keil chay rom and isa, Shoichan leim, they're all in the Aravos. Shenem esoylu l'roich v'aravos b'kar shema. Umenol and ikra Shemayim, how do we know that Aravos is called Shemayim? Answers the Gemara, ask you rechiv rechiva. Ksiv hocha, it says here, soylu l'roich v'aravos, and it says regarding the Shemayim, Reichiv Shemayim Bezrecha. Says the Gemara, V'chayshich V'anim V'rofel Makifnei Soi. The Chayshich and Rofel encircle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnema. Yoshes Chayshich Sisroi. Sivosu Sukosai Cheshkes Mayim Ovei Shchokim. Ask the Gemara, Mika Chashoku Kami Shemayim. How can we say the darkness appears by Hashem? Says the Gemara, doesn't the Pasuk Daniel say, Hu Gola Mikta U'mistata HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to reveal hidden things. What is dark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up. When the hero in Meshari, light appears by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answers the Gemara Lekasha. How about the Gavoi? Next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's light. How about at the Barai? Not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually appears. That's where there is darkness. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself represents pure light.